Ha huagestig ri CGSF, nached poing aun FM, Crowley Leville Burnaby, British Columbia.
And now, stay tuned for Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
Welcome to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. I'm Sam, recording from a thankfully sunny-ish London, England. Finally, it's been such a miserable 6 months or so of the same dreary weather. Unless you like that dreary weather, I guess, in which case, if you can, move to England in the winter because it's never-ending. First song we heard was Screeching Weasel with Work. And that was because, one, good song, and two, this episode is dedicated to all things work and employment and adjacent topics. I'll talk a bit later in the episode about why I chose this topic, because there is a specific reason that's important to me. But first, I want to play some music. And I also want to say thank you to everyone on the Facebook page for Maximum that contributed suggestions of their favorite work-related songs. I'm going to play a number of those. So we're going to start with Working Is No Problem by Pylon, which was a suggestion by Erica Elizabeth, Maximum Rock and Roll's very own, who actually has offered a number of suggestions for this show, demonstrating their deep knowledge of work-related punk songs. So thank you so much, Erica. Amazing contribution to this show. Here's Pylon. You're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. That was X-Ray Specs with Warrior and Woolworths. Prior to that, we had Angst with Worker Bee, which was on the All Quiet on the Western Front Maximum compilation from back in the day. Preceding that was Suicidal Tendencies with I Want More. And we started the set with Pylon, Working Is No Problem. And what the title of that song makes me think about is how work in itself isn't a problem. Like, I think if people are doing work that they find gratifying or fulfills a need and to facilitate the lives that they want to lead and they're being respected, most people are happy to contribute something. But it's work, I think, where you don't feel, where one doesn't feel it's fair, or they're being treated well, respected, and their time is valued as it should be, where it becomes more problematic. And going back to the X-Ray Specs song, I want to give a shout out to Lisa Berenson, who suggested Warrior and Woolworths. And they said, because who hasn't had a shitty service job where you have to mask all day when you just want to rage? Also, such a great, sassy, perfect tune. And totally agree. I think my first job was in Sainsbury's, which is a supermarket here. And I'm not sure how good at masking I was, because I remember distinctly being called the C word by my boss there. I'm not sure why I wasn't intentionally trying to be difficult. I think just trying to be oneself and not be subservient to someone if what they're asking doesn't seem fair probably led them to, well, I don't know, call me that and then give me a load of jobs that where I worked in isolation and had to do things that he thought were the shitty jobs, which in some respect they were, like cleaning out dirty toxic totes and stuff like that. But at the same time, if you're working in a yard and you're on your own, you could be listening to music and thinking about what you want to make or other things, and you don't need to interact with people. And it's sometimes like what seem like menial things, I think, especially if there's not like a customer facing aspect to it, can give one time, I think, to use their mind to like think about other things and what they want to do that beyond what that job. So yeah, kind of did that and worked on music, just listening to songs and thinking out what I wanted to add to it. So yeah. Solidarity to anyone that feels they need to mask when they're working at these type of service jobs, but also be great to push for a work world where we don't need to mask and we can be ourselves and we kind of normalize being real and true and you know, being kind but not accepting that you're there to absolutely appease everyone and take shit. Okay, some more music. Start the next set with The Autistics, Get a Job. This was a suggestion by Sean Duggar. So thanks, Sean. Get a job.
to keep you at the dock. Career opportunities are ones that
I believe that people should find the thing that comes the easiest to them and master it. Comes the easiest to you, you know, even if it's something, it's going to be useful in society in some kind of way, even if it's someone who just knows how to clean their sneakers really well. There's a lot you can do with that creative idea of just honing into what you do best.
Rapper Ransom said, hardest thing to be in this world is something you're not.
That is true.
And it's hard. It'll wear you down.
It sure will.
You're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. We just heard The Delinquents with Do You Have a Job for a Girl Like Me from the 1979 7-inch Alien Beach Party. Delinquents from Austin, Texas. And I added that clip of an Erykah Badu interview that I heard maybe sometime last year, just as a counterbalance to what I perceived to be the sentiment in that Delinquents song. Maybe that was sarcastic, but that they didn't have talent or skills to offer. Because as Erykah Badu says, mentions in this, we all have innate skills and abilities that are unique to us. And I don't know, I feel the world would be a better place if we were able to kind of work in ways that like maximize our individual strengths. I think what we do well and think that isn't valuable potentially probably is valuable for someone if we can believe it and have the resources to and the opportunity to make it what we do of our time, because working is really like how we spend so much of our time. So before that, we listen to the